I've never been Kristen's number one fan. Never. But this is just, like, one step too far. This is just, like... I can't believe she would do this. And I thought it was photoshopped. And I thought it wasn't real. But it's real. I can't believe she would do this. I feel so sorry for Rob. I can't imagine what they're both going through right now. I just thought it wasn't real. Leave them alone. Both of them. Just leave them alone and let them get on with this, okay? Just leave them alone. And at the risk of sounding like Chris Crocker, if you don't, you'll have to go through me.
Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internet. The date is Saturday, July 28th, 2012. And I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
My name is Pat.
And this is A Hideous Creature Show, episode number 150. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Jenny's back today.
I'm back.
Thank goodness.
And yesterday was payday, and that meant I went to the dollar store.
Yay.
Now, I went when
I was just happy to come back. I didn't realize there was even presents.
We were very happy to see you when you walked in. Patrick and I were like, yay!
I know. It was awesome.
We haven't seen you. It's been almost a month, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's too long.
It's been three shows for sure. Three weekends that I have been... either baby showering or in Montana.
Or jet setting.
Or just generally jet setting around.
All right. Well, I went to the dollar store, and I tried to find something that was funny, and I couldn't find anything that was funny, so I went to the part of the store that has the pregnancy tests and stuff like that. And there was nothing new there, and I couldn't find anything. I went by the Bugles and decided I wasn't going to buy Bugles.
I'm glad you didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
And then I saw something that was a little bit more applicable for real life, and so I just bought them. I bought these for you guys. Everybody gets the same thing, so it's not a big deal. Hold on.
It sounds breakable.
It sounds like dishes.
I got you guys giant,
mugs. Whoa. Oh my gosh.
I was thinking you could put them in the freezer and they'd be cold when you wanted to use them.
Glug, 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 glug.
You gotta worry.
Seriously, a dollar? That's a, that, this is a,
you might break them if you throw them, they might crack if you throw them in the freezer.
This is a nice, this mug is so big you could actually use it as a vase.
Yeah, or a fishbowl.
Oh my, you could smash it against the intruder's head.
Now, you could, actually, this is like a fucking weapon.
Now, this isn't your wedding gift, but I got one for BT too.
Aww.
sorry, a baby gift.
That is your wedding gift.
Awesome. What do you think?
Thanks. No.
Thank you.
Those are, they're huge.
Because most glasses in my house do not contain enough liquid. Like, sometimes you just need to pound some water.
I've seen you go at Vizo or Coca-Cola on a hangover, so I knew that you needed a receptacle large enough to hold the sufficient amount of liquid that you need for your hungover body.
Well, that was a wonderfully crafted sentence that you just
did, Mr. Button. The parasite sucks water out of my body faster than I can drink it. So,
do you ever drink the Pedialyte?
No, I've just been drinking water like as much as I possibly can. I carry that water bottle around with me everywhere.
Pedialyte is like the Gatorade of pregnant women. When you give birth, someone's going to come over with a cooler and splash it on your head.
They're going to dump it over my head while I'm trying to breastfeed my baby for the first time. I'm like, that's sticky.
So when you're actually, you know what? We have for today's topic is a bunch of questions that we're going to ask you, so I'm gonna hold off on that. But how much water do you think you drink a day?
I don't know, four of those.
So that's like 4 liters, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know how much is in...
That's about a liter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. No, this is compelling for everyone. That's a liter.
Yeah, maybe more than that, actually.
I might even drink more than four.
Okay. Well,
but I feel like I'm constantly thirsty, which I probably am because this parasite sucks it right away.
And how many days do you have till the baby's born?
I have 18 days until my due date.
I hope to baby Jesus that you go into labor on the show while we're rolling tape.
Today?
Yes.
I'm not ready today.
Come on.
But you're never going to be. Are you getting psyched? Are you like kind of ready? Like maybe another week? When are you going to be really ready? Another week, you're going to be like, okay, now I'm ready. It's going to happen. It's like a wedding.
I still need to go to Target. There's things I need to do.
Yeah, you have your friends will do that. You're like, I didn't get to this stuff.
I'm supposed to work one more week. Not that I give a shit about that.
What are they really going to say? Oh, I had a baby.
You could have one of those really productive labor sessions. You know, like some people say they were in labor for 13 hours. You could go, you know what? I went to Target when I was in labor.
Some people do that
shit. Went skiing. All right. Well, Patrick, can we get a movie madness from you, please?
This is actually from SF Dave.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you're not a nutcase or a psycho or anything. It's just that I'm not that good at,
constructing sentences.
Sounds pretentious.
That sounded like she was British, and whoever talked second was Scottish.
Wow, sleuthy.
Ooh, look at
sleuthy
the
Magoo.
I know that's what happens when I'm not drunk when we do a show. My brain
you
actually
want
works.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll go. He's getting a bit choked up with all the testosterone flying about the place. Best I get out before I start growing a penis.
Oh. Told you. Lesbian.
I think I might know who the girl is.
I have no idea. I got no idea. Anyway, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness, where Patrick chooses a movie and plays movie clips throughout the show. And Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is before the show's over. And the fun part is you at home can also play along. Can we get just one more and then we're going to go into our topic?
Is that what you're trying to say? You can't leave her for me?
Well, you haven't said you wanted that, have you?
Jerry, I'm a woman. We don't say what we want, but we reserve the right to be pissed off if we don't get it. That's what makes us so fascinating.
Sharon Stone?
I thought you were going to draw air hump and that you'd already got it.
No, because you would have seen the air hump. We actually heard the vibrations off the microphone.
No, I don't know what it is. It sounds like Sharon Stone, though.
That didn't cross my mind, but that could be.
Something to think about. Well, moving along here. Since you're here, Jenny, and we don't know when we're going to not have you or when you're going to have...
Yeah, I mean...
You're going to be preggers and you're gonna give birth and I'm not making any sense.
Technically, I am full term, so
it could happen anytime?
God, yeah. Please happen.
Well, once you hit 37 weeks, you're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
It can be anywhere from 37 to 42. And God, don't let me go to 42.
And where are you now?
I'll be 38 on Wednesday.
I like how she's like, God, don't let me go to 42. Are you ready?
I just don't want to be 2 weeks late.
Okay.
Like 40's fine. My mind is set on 40. I don't want to.
I'm 2 weeks late.
I'm very uncomfortable. I feel like I have a wiggly skeleton in my belly at all times.
You do.
And it's really hard to sleep. I have really bad heartburn.
Well, those are all fun facts. And now that we have you here on the show, we are going to read 10 weird pregnancy facts that no one tells you about. And if you would be so kind, Jenny, to say yay or nay, throw in your two cents.
I'll be as honest as I feel comfortable with.
You're the analyst. We're the color guys.
Do you want to read one and I'll read one, or do you want me to read them all?
You start off and then we'll just alternate.
The first one we have is you could be pregnant for over a year. Most pregnancies last about 9 months, and doctors are likely to induce labor if pregnancy goes on too long. That being said, it is possible to be pregnant for over a year. The world's longest pregnancy lasted 375 days.
Holy shit.
So there's 52 weeks in a year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. Jesus Christ.
And 375
so that'd be 12 weeks longer. 3 months longer than... You were supposed to be pregnant.
That's not right.
Well, pregnancy is technically, it's kind of, that whole 9-month thing is kind of bullshit because
They calculate
like if
it.
You well if you times if you you know if you do the math like there's 4 weeks in a month,
right?
Then that would be 9 times 4 is 36, mm-hmm. but you go to 40,
right?
So 40 divided by 4 is 10, mm-hmm. or that's 10 months,
right? Because there's always that weird month in there that
falls oh right with extra.
So
weeks.
You're actually yeah. pregnant for 10 months, but it's 280 days is like the gestational period, which and some months have more days than others. You know that kind of shit.
Are you enjoying your pregnancy?
For the most part, I mean, I'm really ready to not be pregnant and ready to not to have my own body back and be able to do things like tie my own shoe or cut my own toenails. If don't look at my toenails because they're disgusting. But there's a lot of things that are obviously not, like, the ideal situation.
You have BT cut your toenails?
No, but I'm about to.
That's good.
Yeah, get that on YouTube.
He's been good. He's been good.
Yeah.
He's been handling himself well.
Yeah.
Treating you well.
He rubs my feet and brings me popsicles.
Fucking great.
Ooh.
I know that.
I know. Pregnancy sounds pretty kick-ass, huh? Pregnant.
Most mothers don't like to think about their baby boys getting erections even when they are teenagers, but the fact is that baby boys get boners while they're still in the womb.
Gross, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Well, thank God I don't have a baby boy.
Both sexes That's are known weird. To masturbate in utero.
Is that true?
That's true.
But boys, the internet doesn't want to be lie. Caught by aroused on a sonogram, so... Your little baby is sitting there as might be flicking a bug.
Wow.
Flicking the bug a little bit.
That's gross.
That's weird.
All right. I got another one. It's called The Entire Undercarriage May Need Stitches. Do you want us to skip this one?
No, I'm fully aware of all of these things. Okay. You can read it.
Jenny's like, this is bush league.
The last place any woman wants stitches is in her taint. That's copy. But many mothers have to get that area closed up surgically. 9 out of 10 women have some type of vaginal tearing after birth, but there are many degrees of tearing. Some tears are only required a little care and a few stitches, but the really bad cases go from the vagina all the way up to the anus.
The vagina.
The vagina. Where did you go to pronunciation school, by the way?
It's hard for me to read with this microphone here. I'm like, I got one eye on it and my depth perception's all fucked up.
You're like an ocular Brian Wilson.
Well, the stitches go from the vagina all the way to the anus. Some can be even affect the muscles beyond the anus. The upside tearing that reaches the anus is somewhat rare, and it only affects 1 out of 100 mothers. Well,
here's a fun fact, too.
Fun fact.
That,
fun fact.
They used to do something called an episiotomy, which if they thought that you were going to tear, they would actually cut it, the area between your vagina and your butthole.
Your taint.
Yeah, they would cut your perineum is what it was called.
Ah.
But they don't do that anymore because it's... At least they don't at the hospital I'm going to because it's way easier if you tear for the... You know, for jagged skin to come back together,
to nip back together,
and heal. Then, like, if you cut it with a scissor, like, what?
So they just let the tearing happen?
Yep.
Like the Liberty Bell, when it cracked, they actually separated apart to make it ring again. But it's the exact opposite of that.
Okay.
Fun fact.
So my pussy is like a Liberty Bell.
It's the anti-Liberty Bell. You want the things to knit back together when it tears.
Let freedom ring.
So, but yeah, it can totally happen, and they don't really do much to prevent it. Because, it's going to happen if it happens.
Right, right.
Jenny, this is actually a question I wanted to ask you, because a lot of pregnant women that I've met over the years, some of them don't really care, and some of them are really concerned. Are you worried about, like, in childbirth, like, shitting yourself?
No.
I didn't think that you were. Because I've met women who are like, oh my God, I'll be so embarrassed if I shit myself. And I'm like, I don't think embarrassment will cross over
your mind. I don't think that you're
going
to even fucking know that you shit yourself.
Right. Because during childbirth, it is extremely common for a woman to accidentally expel the contents of her bowels because the same muscles that you're using to push out the baby are the same muscles that you practice for holding in and putting out of your shit. And your sphincter, when you're giving childbirth, supposedly is ready to go.
That thing is puckered the whole time.
And the baby is pushing right on the rectum. It's trying to squeeze out anything, so it just might go. But I looked at you and I was like, Jenny won't care. She's like, this kid needs to get out. That is priority
and
one.
That's why they have that stupid show on TLC called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. And almost all of those women that didn't know they were pregnant have their baby in the fucking toilet because they think they just need to take a massive shit.
That's romantic.
That and is, then they end up shitting out a baby because it actually affects those like that area more than because I guess the like the pushing sensation is more like you're taking a poo.
Why does it look so painful? Because taking the biggest shit of my life sometimes when well, I guess when you're done popping this kid out.
Your shit doesn't have bones in it.
I know, but
sometimes
when
it does.
But when you've taken June, when you've taken the best shit of your life, don't at the end of it you're like, oh God, that was a trial. But at the end of it, you're going to be on cloud fucking nine.
I know. Imagine the adrenaline from the baby as opposed to just like a big turd.
It's you're just taking a big turd. You got like you're getting double stacked. Like you go to KFC, this double stack of adrenaline and endorphins.
Sometimes after a good shit, I like to hear the national anthem too. Maybe parade around the house, like, you know, I'm big shit.
Like, dun, 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 dun,
is that why you have
dun.
A sailor suit?
It's like
suit?
The Commander-in-Chief song. But here's another like fun fact that your body actually, a couple of, I don't know how long before, but before you actually go into labor, your body gets ready and you have lots and lots of bowel movements, naturally.
It's just trying to expel some shit. Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
So that you get rid of all that stuff and you can focus on what you the really big special turd you need to squeeze out.
Special turd. Will you tell me that your daughter's new little nickname will be like, oh, special turd.
Look at special turd.
Jenny Kaylor Thomas, you had twins. One's dead on the floor.
One's a turd and one's a special turd.
All right. Well, the next one I have here is you really will glow. Saying a pregnant woman is glowing is common is a common expression, but most people chalk it up to the women's excitement about becoming a mommy. As it turns out, though, glowing skin is a very real thing for pregnant women. While you're pregnant, the amount of blood that you have in your body increases by 50%. You got 50% more blood in you.
I know.
If I was a vampire, I would only go after pregnant women.
It's true.
Because you know what? You could leave them living and then come back later when they produce
more blood.
You
could suck that 50% out and still leave them with a whole body full of blood.
It's like a personal blood bank.
That's why it's so tiring, too. I'm carrying, like, not only the weight of the special turd, but also, like, 50% more blood mass.
Well, the extra blood ends up showing through the skin in many areas, particularly the cheeks. Jenny, let me see the cheeks. Yep.
They're rosy.
They're very
and
rosy.
And you wouldn't believe how many bloody noses I've had.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
You were at, like, 50... You were at a, what, that'd be extra 55% blood, and the body's like, get that 5% out of there.
Did this happen before summer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not just like summer humidity, nope. Bloody noses.
So you are glowing.
I'm sure that you've noticed that during your pregnancy that you have, your sense of smell has increased dramatically, as done your sense of taste. You can actually taste dishwater, I'm sure, if you go to a restaurant. Yeah, that fork, it's just bad.
What?
This is to help pregnant mothers avoid eating small levels of toxins that might not be dangerous to an adult but could be deadly to a fetus. As smoke, alcohol, and coffee are all particularly noticeable to pregnant women, this theory certainly seems to work out. Sorry.
Drunk Uncle Patrick over here.
At
least I know how to pronounce words.
That is
vagina.
Very true.
How's your vagina?
It's pretty good.
I found the word offensive for a split second.
When early on in my pregnancy, some guy got on the bus with spaghetti in his bag, and I could smell it from the back of the bus.
Oh, my God.
And it made me so sick. But the thing...
You told her that story on one of the shows.
The thing that... the smell that bothers me the most is whiskey. Like, if BT will go out to the bar and have a whiskey and come home, I can smell it, like, seeping out of his pores.
Fucking superpowers.
And he could have a glass of whiskey like in the kitchen, and I'll be in the living room, and I can smell
it. Smell it.
And it smells horrible.
It smells horrible to me. Any other alcohol hasn't affected me, but whiskey does.
Mm.
Oh, it stinks.
What about a nice single blend scotch?
What about a 20-year?
Oh, they all fucking smell horrible to me.
All right. Well, here's another fun fact: contractions don't stop after birth.
Can we not tell?
I didn't know this
right
one.
Now.
Most mothers will have contractions for the first few days after birth. The muscle cramps are in the body's way of stopping excess blood loss. I didn't know this. You know all this shit, huh?
Yeah.
It's a fun fact.
Jenny is bored right now. She's like, Jesus Christ, we're gonna have this. We got this show like fucking 5 months ago.
I've read lots of books.
On the upside, if you give birth at the hospital, you'll still be pretty hopped up on the drugs.
Well, and breastfeeding also makes you have contractions. It's so your uterus will go back to shape, go back down to size.
Wow. God, I forgot what I was going to ask. I just am imagining your
uterus
vagina shrinking.
Hopefully that shrinks too. I also have contractions all the time now, but they're just really small and they don't hurt. Your body has contractions the whole time you're pregnant, so because it exercises your uterine muscle, so that you will be ready. But they don't hurt, and they're not like the contractions that you have that will actually push out a baby. They're just like practice,
like rehearsal.
Yep,
it's rehearsal for the big show.
It's true.
This little fun fact doesn't. You're already there, so this doesn't matter. But despite the widespread rumors to say to a woman when she is pregnant that have all you want, you're eating for two. The truth is that most women will only need an extra 300 calories per day. That's equivalent to about one serving of yogurt and half a bagel. Most women only need to gain about 25 pounds throughout the entire pregnancy. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but fuck it.
Well, here's
eat for two.
Eat
just
for
eat
two.
That shit.
Yeah, I think this shit, whoever wrote this is some liberal bullshit fucking Nazi.
Some dude.
Well, part
my wife got fat and we fucking ended our relationship.
When I was in, like, my second trimester, when the baby wasn't very big, I could eat a ton. But now that she's so big, I actually can't eat that much.
Because there's no room for fucking food.
It's like I've had gastric bypass. Like, I kind of feel like I know what those fatties feel like when they get their stomach sutured, because I can't actually eat that much.
Well, that was advantageous to me because I got to eat the rest of your lunch.
Right, Jenny brought over a bunch of food because she was really hungry, and Jenny would like nibble at something, put it down, pick up something else, and nibble on it, and then she would be like, "I'm done." She would be like, "Rah rah 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 rah."
So shit out of that.
So if you want free meals, hang out with like you know 9 month pregnant chicks.
The last time I went to the doctor, my doctor just out of nowhere was like, "You know you've gained 62 pounds, right?" And I was like, "What are you? What are you talking about?" And the last time I was in the doctor, the nurse recorded my weight 30 pounds more than it actually was.
What a fucking cunt.
And so I was like, "No, check it again." And she was like, I'm going to the doctor every week now. And she was like, "Yeah, I don't think you lost 30 pounds this week."
Yeah. Denise doesn't work here anymore.
She can't carry a fucking one.
Like, and so she totally freaked me out. And I'm actually like completely on track for how much weight that I should have gained.
Well, you're glowing.
I'd be like, I'd be 100 pounds heavier. Well, there's, never mind. We'll probably get to it here. The next one I got is your feet can grow up to one full shoe size. If you're wondering why your feet will get so big when you gain 25 pounds, it has nothing to do with excess. It has to do with the excess pressure on your feet paired with relaxed ligaments in your body. As your pregnancy wears on, your body starts to release and tightness in the ligaments to help with the birthing process. Unfortunately for your shoes, this also means that you start to lose the arches in your feet, and they stretch out on the side.
Your feet are fucked right now, aren't they?
Yes.
I'm looking at your feet right now. They are a lot larger.
They're actually not even as large as they've gotten.
Oh, they shrunk a little bit?
Yeah. And I only have like 3 pairs of shoes that I can actually fit into right now.
And one of them is flip-flops.
Yes. Flip-flops are a big part of my reality right now.
When you...
that's great that you're pregnant in the summertime, though. Because then you'd be ugging it up, probably. Like, having to buy, like, an extra pair of...
I totally have to wear Uggs.
Galoshes. Yep. You'd be like, fucking rainy time.
And I only have a couple of shoes I can wear to work, but I don't really give a shit at this point.
Do you take your shoes off at work and just kind of... Yep, good. You're a smart one. I'd like to focus the spotlight on BT right now. It is surprisingly common for a father-to-be to start gaining weight, getting morning sickness, and even feel cramps in his lower abdomen. Have any of these things happened?
Actually, BT's fucking like gone overboard on the, not overboard in a bad way, but he's been fucking working out like a maniac.
Really?
He's building up that energy level because he knows he's going to need it.
But what, from sex?
Yeah,
we haven't had sex in a while.
So
sorry,
that's
BT.
Why.
But it's really
impossible.
It's really impossible.
I'm looking at Jenny and you're beautiful. You're glowing. your feet are just this awesome, wonderful thing. But I'm looking at Jenny, and I've had sex with a pregnant woman who is probably look at Jenny, and sometimes it like it's impossible. And that was like at 4 months for her. It's impossible at some point. You're like,
and I'm really just like
hot. sweaty.
Hot, sweaty.
Don't want to be touched sometimes.
My stomach hurts. There's, you know, a lot of factors.
So he's just been going gangbusters about just like
he's in the basement smoking reefer and lifting weights like the guy from American Beauty. Or
yeah, all he's doing is listening to the Rocky III soundtrack or Rocky IV.
No, the other day I came home and I'm so sorry, BT. I came home from work and he's in the basement and I hear the heat is on. Yeah, the heat is on, and he was just boxing away at his punching bag. Listening to some fucking Glenn Fry.
Did you mark on the calendar that that's the day the heat was on?
That's the day.
Circle it with like. Yeah,
remember last year at this time, BT? The heat was on.
That's the day I fell in love for real.
I always loved you, but now my
the heat is really on now.
So he's not been like he hasn't been having any cramps or anything. Because I think this number 10, I think this 10 is bullshit. Like, I think it's bullshit.
I don't know, man. I think this is all, you know, speculative, but if I had a woman and she was pregnant, I would, why did I just sound like a teenager right there? If I had a woman and she was pregnant.
I'd totally be there emotionally.
I would be there.
I would be cooking crazy food, whatever she wanted, and that I would be like, hey, I get to eat that stuff too.
He's been cooking a lot?
Yeah, he's been cooking a lot, which is awesome, and...
Maybe that's his the manifestation of gaining weight. He's just like
but
working
out. But I
could
see maybe like when I'm in labor and it's hard for him to see me in a lot of pain. Maybe he would feel.
He's gonna bring that punching bag in there.
The heat is back on.
Heat back on. Burning on the tips.
So on the streets.
Heat is chun 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 chun.
All right. Well, that concludes our fun facts about pregnancy. Thanks for being a sport about it, Jenny.
Sure. I thought they were going to be much worse. I thought I was going to have to admit a lot more embarrassing things.
No. The one thing that I wanted was you're worried about shitting yourself. No, because I knew you're a champ.
You know what? For how much it costs to have have a baby these days, you shit all over that place.
Right. And women that I've talked to, like in my prenatal yoga classes and stuff. That's what the nurses do. Like, they clean that up. You don't see it. It's not a big production. Nobody talks about it. Like, oh, poop, get it off the table. Done.
Are you bringing the cats? I think you should bring the cats.
We actually have joked about that because some people say they'll bring like a focal point, something that you can look at, like a photograph or a stuffed animal or something you can focus on while you're in pain. Andy. So Andy was going to be my focal point. We'll
so Mrs.
Prop him up.
Ms. Thomas, is this your first pregnancy? No, I'm a mommy.
See?
You got the cats.
And he's just like all fucking fat sitting there.
All right. Well, Patrick, can we get a movie madness before we hit our fake break?
It's dragged me to the floor, just like she did before. I can't take it no more.
Oh, Beatles lyrics, eh? What? Elastic thrombosis, they're guilty of lyric poaching. They're Beatles lyrics, aren't they?
I don't know, sorry.
Of course you do, Gmaw, and everyone is born knowing all the Beatles' lyrics instinctively. They're passed into the fetus subconsciously along with all the amniotic stuff. Fact, they should be called the Fetals.
That's Scottish.
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
I don't know what it is either. One more.
Hey, gorgeous. What do you do when you're not serving up Mad Cow burgers in here, eh?
Well, now then, let me see. I get up about 7:30 a.m., make and deliver sandwiches in the West End during the day before I come here about 6 o'clock and finish at midnight. After that, if I've got any energy left, I give my boyfriend a blowjob. Would you like some mayonnaise with that?
I think I might know it, but I think it's the only movie I know that has has Scottish people in it.
That's not true.
All right. Well, we're going to go into a fake break. When we come back, we're going to do some douchebags. So stick around. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Clean. I mean, really clean. And it holds any set I want.
New beer-enriched shampoo, Body on Tap, gives your hair super body, super hold.
Brewed with 1/3 real beer.
Wow.
But don't drink it. Just shampoo. Whether I roll it, pin it, curl it, or blow it dry. It gives my hair super body, super hold.
And the shine of your life. It's the beer shampoo that does it in 3 bodybuilding formulas.
That's body.
On tap.
nice fake break. We talked a lot about friends that have come and gone.
The show Friends.
People that were walking down the street that looked like fools. Hipsters.
We saw Khan with his shirt off riding a bicycle.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
see
we
Khan.
Did.
That was pretty fun.
He had a mane, that guy.
He did.
A silver mane.
He looked like a pony.
He was so tan, too. His skin was like leather.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He totally looked like Khan.
He did. And I think he might have heard me call him Khan.
And he smiled.
I think he did, too. What we did not see is something that we spoke about on our last episode, and that is people that wear their pajamas out into public. And ever since I brought it up and I kind of had a little pity party about it, I keep seeing these fuckers all over town. And I came up with a term for them. Just like, you know, I came up with the term the Tour de Franceers whenever you see Lance, the people on their bikes and they're dressed up like they're in the Tour de France. Those are the Tour de France.
I never understand where they're real. Like, are they coming home from work that way? Like, where are their real clothes stashed?
I think they use it as a bike status for other cyclists.
They do.
Like, check my shit out. I got this Trek shirt that costs $250.
No one's sponsoring me, but yet it looks
I'm
like someone should
them.
Be.
Right. I'm sponsoring the U.S. Postal Service, so that'd I can look good. Like Lance Armstrong.
I was going to go into something about getting sponsored for your bicycle when you're riding. Well, just like, I can't believe none of us right here that are here have a logo on us at all.
No, we don't.
Nothing.
You'd have to check.
We are anti-Tour de France.
I don't even have a pattern on me.
I do. You got a black and blue thing going on.
Yeah.
I titled these guys that wear their, I don't think I've seen any women wearing their pajamas outside. But I call them, did I say jam jammers?
No.
So I call them jam jammers. And I see them all over town now.
Only
and it drives
dudes?
Me crazy. I've only seen guys.
That's gross.
Have you seen?
I see most of girls.
I take it back. I saw a lady with her Judy Jetson slippers on the other day.
Actually were Judy Jetson?
No, they were. Oh. You know the kind that were really kind of dainty and they had like something that Patsy would wear on Absolutely Fabulous. You know, they had a lot of frill to them, but they were just slippers and they wore them outside and they were walking
around.
They were
probably like the sole was like a piece of wax paper.
Yeah, exactly. But I keep seeing these fuckers and it drives me crazy.
Is it really hard to put on a pair of pants?
Is it?
Well, see, I'm feeling like maybe I'm a little bit of a jam jammer right now because I'm still wearing what I wore to yoga.
No,
which is like basically workout pants and a tank top.
No, I don't think jam jammers have an itinerary.
Jam jammers don't have a yoga class.
No. But they, yeah, it's not like the pants I have on have like hot tamales on them or
right.
Hello Kitties or something that no, jammies
you're fine.
Would have.
You look wonderful.
There's no writing on your ass either.
I brought clothes to change into, but when I tried to change into them, they were too small for me. For real, that
From
happened.
When? From when?
Today, you guys went downstairs and I tried to change into my pants that I brought and they wouldn't fit me.
When was the last time they fit you?
I don't know, last week.
Yesterday.
Holy shit.
But I think, you know how like when you put clothes in the dryer sometimes, like especially, these aren't jeans, but jeans will like get smaller and you got to stretch them out. I think that I just put them on and I'm having a problem wearing clothes, like feeling comfortable in any clothes. So I put them on and I was like, I just got to put back on my sweatpants.
There is an amendment to the jam jammers and that is anybody that's pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, that is
good.
But you don't look like a jam jammer at all.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Because I did go to the store to get my food before I came here.
Yeah.
But you're right, I am pregnant and nobody's going to fuck with
and
me.
And even if you weren't pregnant.
You could wear slippers and be preggers and not be a jam jammer.
Okay, good.
These are people, and I never really saw them. I never really, they were kind of invisible until last week and now I just see them all the time. Anyway,
I know where you're going to start seeing them? At like fancy restaurants.
I swear to God, it's Portland.
It
people
is.
Will wear their jam jams to fucking go eat their dinner.
It's true.
Anyway, what I want to do is I want people to call other people out on their shit. Like, so that maybe they could step up their game. And maybe that is some sort of profiling. And I think that's a good thing. Call them out. Call them a jam jammer.
Jammy profiling.
Are those your jam jams? Are you wearing jam jams right now?
How did your wife let you leave the house in those jam jams?
Yeah. Really, jam jams. Really, what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, and you could probably pick her up too because you're not wearing jam jams. You're like, look, I'm a grown ass man. I got jeans on, and shoes,
and probably underwear too.
That's right. So I think collectively, maybe start calling people out on their jam jams.
I'm gonna start trying to spot them.
Oh, you're gonna see them now. You're gonna see
them.
I'm
gonna
for
hit
sure.
them with my car.
Patrick, can we get a movie madness, please?
You're sorry that four of the staff here have been cut down with food poisoning after eating your sandwiches. And before you speak, yes, they all had the same sandwiches and the same symptoms at the same time. Are you trained in the catering trade, may I ask?
No, actually, I work in PR, but...
Well, you're not doing a particularly good PR job this morning, are you?
Jenny?
I got nothing.
I'm Bubkus. Bubkus over here. I don't even know this is a real movie. Probably not.
I did it in my house.
Probably did.
My apartment.
Did all the voices.
You want another one?
Yes, I do.
Well, look, if it makes you feel any better, you see that bloke over there? Not only does he own a personalized matching set of crocodile skin luggage, but his favorite TV program is Baywatch. So you see, there's always someone sadder than you.
God damn it.
I got nothing.
Jenny, I don't think you'll see. I can tell, Jenny, you've never seen this movie.
I've never seen it either.
It's not.
You okay over
no
there, Jenny?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
You doing okay?
It's hot up here.
It got really hot.
It's very hot.
All of a sudden.
All right, Patrick, let's go into our movie, our douchebags of the week, please. Woo!
Say hi to your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Fay Lynn, 41, told police he was asleep when thieves burst into his room and put a bag over his head. Quote, they put something over my head and pulled down my trousers, and then they ran off, Lynn said. I was so shocked I didn't feel a thing. Then I saw I was bleeding and my penis was gone. Police believe the attackers were jealous lovers of several local women who Lynn was having affairs with.
Wow.
Several. Lynn denied taking part in any infidelity. Of course he did. Emergency workers and police searched for Lynn's anatomy but turned up nothing, according to TNT Magazine. The penis thieves are nowhere to be found, but police said they're looking for the jealous lovers.
It's in the dumpster next to the screwdriver.
I wonder how long they're, like, what the statute of limitations is on, like, penis reattachment.
That's like a day.
It's, I don't know, like 2 hours.
That's what I think,
unless
too.
Unless it's on ice.
It's got to be, like, real short.
Yeah, you got to get that thing
organ
back on there.
Dies.
You know, the only reason that your body will reject it is that your penis forgets who you are. It's got a horrible memory. You can put it on the wall,
there.
Boop. You can put it on your TV, boop.
And it's not
put
like,
it on your dog, boop, right on his forehead. Ding.
It's not like they have penises laying around that they could give him like another penis and put on in the meantime while they're looking for his penis. People tend to hold on to theirs pretty tightly.
Well, I'm wondering how did they like put a local anesthetic on?
I don't know,
to get it off, or did they use like a super sharp knife? And how do you?
I don't care if there's a bag over my head. I'm probably gonna feel if some part of my body is being cut off.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's a super sensitive area as well, so.
And a super bloody area. That would, like,
ouch.
Bleed a lot.
It would be.
It would bleed a lot.
Maybe a little bit. A little bit more than a lot.
Yeah.
Tons. Maybe they thought that they needed to covet it because he was such a player. Like, they made
it. They're going to put it in
gold. They're going to make a trophy out of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
A mother is facing child neglect charges after allegedly leaving her two children, ages 3 and 5, inside a car Tuesday night while she went into a popular Tampa Strip nightclub.
Always.
I'm wondering, Jenny, if you're going to have the craving for strip clubs after Jolene's born.
I think it happens.
You're gonna be like, shit, I got to go to strip club.
Jasmine.
I think it happens. It seems like a popular spot for the parents.
Seems like it's happening a lot lately. Mm-hmm.
Had it not been for the managers and a regular customer, Tampa police said it could not have been much worse for Brandy Joe, 28, and her two children. Brandy Joe.
You're sounding sleepy.
Huh?
You're sounding very sleepy.
I'm sounding sleepy? I'm fine.
Pinch your nipple or something. Pinch your sack. Jenny, let's steal his penis.
The strip club's manager said that the woman tried to get in the club the first time, but she didn't have any money and went back into the car. He also said that she was slumped over the wheel. A short time later, she came back to the club. She had gathered up quarters and dollars to pay the cover charge.
Didn't she? Wasn't she already in there?
No, this is the first time. We're still in the first time.
Oh, okay, okay.
I thought she'd already been in and she was paying again.
And the staff took her in to get her there so she didn't leave with the children. A customer identified as John, in quotation marks, because that's what you got, watched the incident unfold and realizes that her condition was not good. He ran across a busy highway and then flagged down two Tampa police officers in the area. When they made it to the club, Roman was still inside. Byrne said door was unlocked, open container of alcohol, truck was running. She left to go in the strip club with the truck still running.
Well, and the AC, door wide open.
The AC's got to be on while she's in there. The otherwise, kids, she gets even more tired.
The kids could have gotten out and ran along the highway or threw the truck into gear, drank the alcohol.
Or when became little strippers.
When the officers approached the vehicle, they found the children unattended and the three-year-old was crying. Officers said a can of malt liquor was in plain view inside the truck. I am a manager, the manager of the establishment said. I wanted her to stay there. I didn't want her leaving or driving. I'm sorry, I skipped a paragraph. The officers went inside the club and found her sitting near a stage. They said her speech was slurred and showed other visible signs of intoxication. According to the police, she told the officers that she went inside the club to drink more alcohol and left the children watching a movie inside the car. It's not really that bad. It's
yeah, like, they had Finding Nemo or something.
It was like a drive-in or, you know, in a car.
Actually, you know what? I wonder how fucked up, I wonder what kind of stuff our parents would have done if we had
DVD players
in our car.
Because,
I mean, I know I sat in a car all the time when I was a kid. My mom would go in to run in and grab stuff, and I'd go, I don't want to go in. She goes, okay, we'll stay here. And I'd sit in the back of the car.
But she didn't tell the cops, like, I went in to drink more alcohol.
Maybe.
And I left them watching a movie. Like, she was like, yeah, I ran into the fucking Kmart because I needed to get
Well, I'm just whatever. Saying that maybe she would have done bad things if that was available. Because I know that I can't wait to have kids just to do that.
Just to leave them watching a movie in the car?
Yeah. I'm going to go in, work
out. I do
out,
all the time.
Doing my highlight.
That's pretty much it. That's what happened.
I hate her.
I think she's all right. At least she had, you know, left it there.
At least she had a movie playing.
Finding Nemo.
It was fine. It was either Finding Nemo or Monsters, Inc., because that was in the bargain bin that day.
Or it could have been something really shitty, like from our generation, like the Apple Dumpling Gang and the kid. That's why the kids were crying.
Seen that at the
theater.
They're
like, this is horrible. I hate Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman. Don Knotts.
They're like, these guys are already dead. This is boring.
They haven't been funny in 20 years.
Maybe that's why. Maybe her choice of movie was crap.
Mm-hmm. She left him with a... Like To Kill a Mockingbird and then
yeah,
a three.
They're like, this isn't even a kid's movie. Ishtar. That's what she left him with. That's just fucking mean. That's child abuse.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah, really. All right. A Sarasota Memorial Hospital employee has been arrested for using a deceased patient's credit card to make purchases. The victim of the theft died in an emergency room on June 10th, and within hours of his death, his three credit cards were used to purchase airline tickets, bridal shoes, pay phone bills, and other assorted items.
Vaginas.
Vaginas. Totaling almost $1,200. With the assistance of the Public Safety Office and the Sarasota Memorial Hospital, Margaret Nunn, a patient registration representative, was identified as the suspect. During the investigation, probable cause was developed and that she was responsible. She ended up admitting to it, and she was arrested on a warrant for identity theft and 7 counts of credit card fraud.
Fucking throw her to the wolves.
So she didn't just do this to this guy. I like how she waited a couple hours. Like, let the body cool off a little, and then...
No, that's drive time.
That's how long it took yeah. her to get
from point
to, the
A
bridal,
to point B, right.
the bridal shoe shop.
Exactly. That's what happened.
The bridal shoes is what kills me. I don't know why.
Well, nothing makes you feel prettier after, you know, you got a little guilt from stealing from a dead person. You got to pretty yourself up.
You got it, yeah.
But I like that she went just the shoes, not the dress.
But she did buy an airline ticket.
To where?
Ooh, to where,
yeah. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Bahamas.
Terre Haute.
Terre Haute.
But fuck that bitch.
Anybody that does that kind of stuff just should.
Because, you know, like the. Okay, die. The guy's dead, but some member of his family is going to be. That debt's going to go somewhere. She's fucking somebody over.
I wonder if she. Exactly.
It's not a victimless crime just because the guy's dead.
Well, when. You're right. When you pass away, your debts go to your benefactor.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact.
That's why I don't have any children in the eyes of the law.
Okay, I gotta say it. Can I?
Yeah.
You look fucking wasted, Patrick.
You do.
So
your
eyes. You went
tired.
From you went from hey zesty Patrick to your eyes are pug. Am, you got pug eyes.
I am up here and I'm just like this is just like hit me. It's just so sweltering and I'm just like
it's
I'm
very
not off for like fucking 5
You seriously
hours.
Look like you're gonna fall off your chair.
If you get me outside, so you're gonna be like holy shit, what happened? But I'm just
change man.
Oh God, I'm just up here and I'm just like I can feel like sweat dripping off me, and I feel like I'm stoned.
All right, Jenny, you want to lay down the douchebags
so we
can get out of here?
We got three douchebags this
week. Patrick dies.
The first one is the Asian man that lost his penis. Second one is...
When did that happen? I wasn't there for that story.
Yeah, you were sleeping. The second one is a lady who once again fucking another lady leaves her kids... I like that it's a woman, too. Like, it's not a male strip club. She's going to a... Well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was a woman. You
I know,
saw her
well,
picture.
I'm assuming
she's
it's
assuming
a male...
assuming it wasn't Chippendales.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was a fucking female strip
yeah,
club.
Yeah, I am she, assuming well, it was, too.
She's in there checking it out.
When did that story happen?
I mean, where do you go to find horny guys? You go to a strip club if you're
yeah, lady. Maybe that's what she was doing.
Oh, good point. I never... Maybe.
Duh. You didn't get that? Sleepy? No. Drunky? Patrick,
yeah.
Patrick's eyes are like.
She just waits until crazy. They're like they'll lower their standards down to her and
that's
her,
what alcohol does.
And her two children
that
in the backseat.
Yeah, a squeezer for $1.50. Oh. Okay, $3.
Yeah,
five. It's Friday.
$5
Friday.
So we got that bitch, and then we got the lady that's stealing dead people's credit cards to buy herself some. Fancy wedding shoes.
And those are your douchebags of the week for episode 150 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. I need money. I need money. Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
Patrick, you want to give us some more movie matters? We'll close this out so we can get Prager's and Drunky out of the bedroom, of the sauna.
I would love that, Captain June.
Oh. I blame British Telecom. All this new technology. This number if you want to know who called, another one if you don't want them to know you called, itemized bills, take away the first number you thought of. I mean, they are single-handedly condemning the average red-blooded Englishman to a life of terminal monogamy. What are they after, the Nobel Peace Prize?
Lydia might be pregnant.
Oh, no more, please. I can't take it.
Who
oh,
is that?
Terrific stuff.
I feel like I should know who that
I
is.
I must say, being with you makes the wait for the next episode of Seinfeld much easier to bear.
Yeah, that voice sounds really, really, really familiar.
The thing about it is I also know that when you hear someone laugh, like a really good laugh, you just immediately start laughing. I've known
it's
that.
It's infectious.
It is, but with you, like I'm just sitting there going, why are you laughing? But you're just like, fuck, it's riotous.
I like to be, I don't know, I'd love to hear people happy.
All right, here's another one.
Don't you know, Jerry? Don't you know what I am trying to do? I am trying to be your girlfriend, Jerry. I am trying to win you back It's fairly simple. I am standing on the platform at Limbo Central with my heart and soul packed in my suitcase, waiting for the Jerry frickin' Express to roll in and tell me that my ticket is still valid, that I may reboard the train. Only the station announcer keeps coming on and telling me that my train has been delayed, as the driver has suffered a major panic attack in Indecision City. We suggest you take the bus. That's what I am trying to do, you cripple.
Cripple. So there's a cripple in it?
I don't know. I don't think that I've seen this movie.
I think that he has taken the show by the balls.
I do too. I know.
And thwarted you guys. So the first half of the show,
you were the one that was
sweating,
fucked.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel awesome right now.
I am so hot and pregnant right now that it's retarded.
All right, I'm gonna.
You're hot and drunk.
No, I'm hot and tired and hot and tired.
All right. Well, you got one more, and let's reveal this motherfucker.
You want me to reveal it right now?
Yeah, let's just reveal it.
This movie is Sliding Doors.
Well, I didn't even know that was a movie.
Jerry, you've been telling me for weeks you couldn't hack it, juggling between Helen and Lydia, and you wish you hadn't got involved with her again.
I know.
And you didn't think you were cut out for infidelity.
I know.
But you couldn't end it with Lydia because you weren't sure how she'd take it.
I know all this.
And I told you that something, if you remember my words, something ungoverned by you would happen to bring the situation to a head.
I know.
And something has.
This is
totally right. Every time I hear somebody laugh,
this is a made up movie. Doesn't this even bullshit. Sliding
this movie
Door.
Has Gwyneth Sliding Doors. It has Gwyneth Paltrow in it, and Gene Triplehorn is in it.
No, this is
Triple Thorn.
This is what this is where the
you guys
the cliche phoning it in comes from.
You oh no,
chose
actually,
something that you know we didn't know.
I thought this is a chick movie. Jenny's a chick, so I got a 50-50 shot.
I'm not a stupid chick.
This is the worst movie madness ever.
You guys are just pissed because you're stumped.
I think it's hot in here and we're going to fucking kill you.
I'm going to rip your throats out.
I will fucking kill you, Patrick.
You guys are fucking dumb. All the listeners are like, dude, this movie is so dumb and dumb.
All right, if any listener has ever seen this fucking turd, call Patrick. What's your phone number again? God, I can't even look at you right now.
Fuck you, because you don't have the cinematic fucking knowledge that I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not an artsy fartsy fucker like you, prancing around with your
sliding doors.
Did you go see Sliding Doors, Jenny? It was a great movie. Did I mention Gwyneth Paltrow was in it?
Fucking suck. Anyway, we're coming to the end of another hideous creature show. I love you, Patrick.
That was the funniest. You know what? That was the funniest part of the show. Was right there.
I got a little.
Yo, we guys always wait till the end.
I love you, Patrick.
You gotta stick around.
All right, we're coming to the end of another hideous creature show. You can contact us via our website, which is Hideous Creature Show at squarespace.com. You can visit us. You can... Patrick.
Give me the fucking copy.
No, you read it. You read copy horrible.
And
I'm not
you're
giving
drunk.
It to you. We need to get out of here. It's too hot up in the studio.
Did someone open up a bottle of ether? Is that what's
I'll
wrong?
Kill you
I'm going to have my baby in here.
Please, God, please, 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 please.
We're going to get trapped in here.
It'll be a YouTube clip. Woman has baby on podcast. And it will be this.
All right, you can email us at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. You can Facebook us. What is it? Hideous Creature Show Podcast. Blah, 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 blah. I'm fucking. Yeah, now I'm getting hot again.
You know how to use Facebook, jerk.
You can just call anytime, day and night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642, and tell him that he's a fucking douchebag for having this whatever the movie was. I don't even remember it anymore.
Oh, I do.
Stupid. What was it? Sliding doors. God damn.
I want to bet this. You be quiet. You shut your fucking mouth right now.
I will jump over this fucking computer and
Jenny's
going to
be sitting there going, oh, I got like 2 hours. I can't do anything. Baby's like born. She's going to be watching Netflix and says sliding doors, and she's going to fucking click on it and start watching it.
It's probably going to be I'm probably going to start a fan club.
Yeah. Going to wear a t-shirt.
June's actually going to do it.
I just hate you right now. You can listen to the show and download it via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes, I haven't done that, Jenny, because you haven't been here. Take a few minutes out of your sweet time, your busy schedule, to give us a 5-star rating and a nice maybe little review. We'll love you forever. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by just telling a friend. Hey, friend. What'd you do on Wednesday? Tell a friend about Hideous Creature Show Day, Jenny.
I told this smelly bum that wanted some change from me. He was like, hey, you have any money? And I was like, no, but I have a tip for you, sonny. And I told him about the show, and he flipped me off.
Wednesday, I fell asleep on the bus at like 10 o'clock at night.
This is a true story.
And then I woke up on the bus.
In St. John's.
I woke up on the bus in St. John's at 10 o'clock
that
in the morning.
Sucks.
And I was just like, what are you doing? I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing, but tonight I'm going to go home and listen to HQ show.
That's like my worst nightmare. Because I've fallen asleep on the bus, but luckily I've only ever woken up like, you know, a couple stops past mine. Never like where I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like all of a sudden it's adventures and babysitting and I'm petting a rat and thinking it's a kitten.
Jenny, I so missed you.
I miss you too.
I fucking so
miss
you.
Oh, I love you, Jenny.
Let's just go out on that.
My glasses are broken somehow. I can't see.
I didn't do anything for you. I'm sorry. I dropped the ball this week. Special thanks. You guys have any?
I want to thank my baby for not coming out and being birthed in this room right now because it's so fucking hot.
Patrick?
I'd like to thank Jesus.
All right. Well, special thanks this week goes out to Michael Kelly. And a special, special super hideous show thanks to BT for keeping the heat on. The intro of the show was, what was it? What was the name of it?
It was some crazy...
But what's the names of
it? Oh, it's Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, the Twilight morons. She cheated on him. And this YouTube clip was of a particularly sad girl.
Fan.
Right. Who could not believe that she would do that to sweet Robert.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
And I can't either.
I can't either. I'm still... It's hard.
That's why I like the Wolfpack.
All right. The outro of the show is going to be left up in the lurch till we do post.
Is that what it's called?
We're going to be doing another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, please do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Judas Scott gives love it.
Hideous Creature Show.